Alrighty then, let's see if we can do this again, shall we? Because, hello. Can you all hear me?
Hello.
Oh, here we go.
Can you all hear me? Oh, here we go.
Oh, wow. That's. That's powerful. Okay. Now that I know that this works. Okay, so let's do this again because we had to delete the original podcast that we did because there was no audio, so we do apologize for that. So this video was supposed to be about within the law of economics, segregation and discrimination. And let me tell you this is that within the law of economics, segregation and discrimination acquire different definitions than they do in the law of government. The segregation in the law of government, the definition is separation of ethnicities based upon the color of their skin. Discrimination in the law of government is not providing opportunities to ethnicities based upon the color of their skin. That's in the law of government. In the law of economics, there are two totally different definitions. Discrimination is providing opportunities, but evaluating the skill of the individual. That is the definition there. Let me repeat this. In the law of economics, discrimination is providing an opportunity while evaluating the skill of an individual. Different from the law of government. Law of government definition is not providing an opportunity based upon the color of the skin of the ethnicity. That's law of government. Law of economics, totally different. And I want to remind people, if you're just tuning in now or you'll watch or are watching later, this is a repeat of a video that we tried to do earlier because there was no audio. And that's, I do believe that's on our part. So we do apologize. I apologize on behalf of my business. Now, segregation has a different definition than it does in the in has a, acquired a different definition in the law of economics than it does in the law of government. Law of government is the separation of ethnicities based upon the color of the skin. That's in the law of government. Law of economics, totally different definition. In the law of economics, it's the separation of individuals into their respective positions. Such as for me, I'm an entrepreneur. I have been segregated into the position of an entrepreneur. And I am being discriminated upon within the law of economics by being provided this opportunity to be an entrepreneur. But I must be evaluated by what I am able to provide as an entrepreneur, by that of employment, by that of products and services, in which which must come from the creation of me. Okay? So, that being said, and if you excuse me, folks, I'm gonna exchange this microphone here real quick. Here real quick. Because, I hope you guys can hear me still. We've been having trouble here with audio, so. That being said, all right, folks, but that is what, now, the topic is for this, as we attempted to perform earlier in the week, is, and we want to provide this podcast at least once a week, so that's our goal. And if you want to be on this podcast as a entrepreneur, as a laborer, or as a consumer, we're getting details ready for that soon. There'll be an update from me on that probably next week, just to give you a little FYI there. But I want to give you, through these podcasts, an education upon economics, because economics is not taught correctly. It's not taught correctly. No, and I know what you might be thinking. Well, Ryan, you know, excuse me, president, CEO of Lincoln Ledger LLC, and over this, and over Metropolis Entrepreneurship Minute, in which I'll tell you this: this video will be taken out of context. Mark my words: people will take this video out of context. They will. Okay? They will. Why? Because people are ignorant and arrogant and frankly have got no time for you if you don't want to be educated. So, why should I deal with you? This podcast is for those who want to be educated. And here's the thing about discrimination is you either got it or you don't with your skill set. And if you don't, question. Are you going to strive to learn? Because here's the thing about discrimination in the law of economics is, excuse me, is if you're going to strive to learn something, there's leniency there. There's leniency. So, question, are you, as an entrepreneur, meaning me, are you going to, if you don't know something, are you going to strive to learn? I think I've proven that by learning what a podcast is. I've never done a podcast in my life. 2 years ago, if you would have said podcast, I'd have been like, yeah, I know what it is, but I really don't know what goes into it, or how to do one. Now I can tell you, I know what goes into it, and I know it's not just being a pretty face. So, does discrimination, did I acquire leniency? Yes. It was not based upon the color of my skin that I got leniency. Let me make that very clear. I acquired leniency because I strived to learn it. It's very horrible that people think that you get leniency because of your skin color. Seriously? Have we returned to the days of the 1960s? You're an idiot if you're thinking along these lines. You're an idiot. You are ignorant, you are arrogant, and you deserve everything that comes with it for thinking that. Okay? Just throwing it out there. Because you are abiding by the definition within the law of government, not the law of economics. Okay? I'm just going to throw that out there right here, right now. You are going by the law of government, not the law of economics. We here on It's the Economy, Stupid, we derive every definition from the law of economics. Sorry. Not the law of government. There are some definitions that we do derive from the law of government because they are of the law of government. They're not of the law of economics, such as taxation. Well, trust me, nowhere within the law of economics is there such a term as taxation. Within the law of government, there is. To the law of economics, it's nothing but a nuisance. And it should go away. But within the law of politics, the law of government has every right to tax. Out the waz, you know, beyond what a person is able to pay? No. That's when the law of economics says, excuse me, but you are destroying their means of survival, if you will. So no, thank you. What does the law of religion say? The law of religion sides with the law of economics when taxation goes through the roof. When inflation goes through the roof. So please, don't waste my time. Don't waste anybody else's time. So is it so are segregation and discrimination necessary in the law of economics? Yes, we do it every day. It's healthy. We do it every day with products and services between entrepreneurs, laborers, both union and non-union, mind you, and consumers. In the law of government, it's not healthy. It's a disease. And it needs to be eradicated from the system. Within the law of economics, no. They are tools of economics because they demand this system to operate successfully. Okay? So, that being said, please share this with everybody that you know, and tell them that, well, I don't care for the topic. Topic don't care for you. Let me put that out there for you. Within the law of economics, economics really don't give a shit what you think. It doesn't. And it goes the same for me. And I do apologize for the language. But that's economics. Economics is raw. It's brutally honest. It's uncensored. So, if you want to piss off economics, you're on your own. I'm going to tell you that right here, right now. You want to piss off economics, you're on your own. Because I will not be there beside you. No one should be there beside you if you want to piss off economics. And I say this, everyone knows the quotation, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Bullshit. Hell hath no fury like economics scorned. Because economics will go nuclear and will destroy if given the opportunity. So in order to not allow that to occur, that's why this podcast is here. To teach about economics, to also showcase and say, okay, you're an entrepreneur. What are you bringing to the table? How are you resolving the problem of our economics? And if you're saying you are running off to the government, you're not an entrepreneur. You have been disqualified of becoming an entrepreneur. I don't run to the government. I have not run to the government. I rely on people purchasing sponsorships and advertisements for the company. And if you want to do so, go to the propaganda department. That's going to be tomorrow. That's going to be next week's topic, is propaganda and how Hitler screwed it. Yeah, it was all because of Hitler. Why is it always the Nazis? I don't know, maybe it's because we in America propped them up a bit. We did. It's called, the woman who was behind it was Margaret Sanger. And W.E.B. Du Bois didn't help either, who was a black man, mind you. A black man. Didn't help either. Think about that. A white woman and a black man. A little bit of a recipe for disaster, don't you think? It's the truth, but it's the truth, though. Margaret Sanger was a white woman. W.E.B. Du Bois was a black man. And what did they incur? They incurred racial stereotypes. They created them. They made sure that they were inputted into the system. But wait a minute. That's going upon the definition of the law of government, not the law of economics. And that's the reason why we will be speaking out against them. We will be. So. But we but again, if you want to sponsor or advertise, sponsor the company or advertise on this particular program that's available at Propaganda Department, and if it's not there, we're getting it to you. Okay? There are other programs that are in the works that we are attempting to get to you in order to say this is what they are. Okay? So, excuse me, sorry. But that's what we're doing. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I am the owner, president, and CEO of Lincoln Ledger LLC, and this has been It's the Economy, Stupid, from the sector of Lincoln Ledger LLC, named Metropolis Entrepreneurship Minute. And if you also would like to be on it, we're getting that out. It's going to be through our Engage department. And will be under the programs committee that handles the appointments for this. It does cost to be on this program, but you are getting it streamed via our social media platforms that we can stream to successfully. So that defines Facebook, that defines Twitter, that defines YouTube, and that also defines Twitch. And the question that we want to ask you is, what are you bringing to the table? Because it is the economy, stupid. Are these two terms necessary to the law of economics? They are. Are they necessary in the law of government? Hell no. The reason? Two different definitions. And if we do not learn them, and I say this because we did have one person here, and I'm sure that person didn't really care for the definitions. Well, guess what? Economics says go fuck yourself. Okay? Don't like what the law of economics has to say? The law of economics don't care what you got to say. It's the truth. It doesn't care what I've got to say. As long as I feed the machine and as long as you feed the machine, it's happy. Okay? So, get on your big boy britches. There is no safe space in economics. There is no safe space. And if you are attempting to put a safe space in economics, you're on your own, dude, or dudette, or whatever you want to call yourself. You're on your own, though. And if economics kills you, we won't say one word. Because we know if we say one word against the law of economics, it will turn its ugly head towards us, and we are not going to incur that wrath. Not even me. But this is what I am performing in order to not incur that wrath by saying this is the law of economics. And if you don't got what I like to say, and if you don't like what I got to say, screw you. Go fuck yourself. Because this is economics. These are the definitions of the terms that economics applies to its system. All right. Enough of me for that. Thank you very much. And again, you want to be on here? The Engage Department will be we are getting that out to you very soon. Details on that very soon. And that will be on the main website of LincolnLedgerLLC.site. Thank you very much, folks. And thank you very much to the one person who is watching. I wish we could get more, but I guess that defines that this person is intelligent and desires to listen. Everybody else doesn't care. Well, I'll tell you this, folks. This one person who's watching via live gets leniency from economics because they are striving to learn. In fact, that's a leadership quality. Thank you very much. I do applaud you, whoever you are. Thank you. Folks, it's been a pleasure. We'll see you next week, folks. From St. Clair County. Good night, Illinois, and good night, the world. Come on.